You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. Each week, we spotlight members of the WordPress community. I'm your host, Doc Pop. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine and my contributions over on torquemag.io. You can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. You can also download episodes directly from WMR.fm. Now, Gutenberg was introduced in WordPress in WordPress 5.0, which was released, I believe, late 2018. And in 2021 and 2022, the team began work on phase two of Gutenberg. Phase one was just block editor. Phase two was site editor. And phase three is going to be collaborative editing. And collaborative editing is going to be happening soon. But what's really exciting is we are wrapping up. We're coming up to the end of phase two. And when I say end of phase two, we're not talking about no more work will be done on the site editor. We're just talking about like the project itself focusing on this stuff. So as that happens, we are starting to see a ton of new features that are going to be coming out in WordPress 6.3, which the release candidate was just released yesterday. And August 8th, I believe, is when the official date is. There's going to be a lot of new stuff coming out to WordPress to kind of wrap up phase two of Gutenberg. And to help talk about all of these new features that are coming is Justin Tadlock, a WordPress developer advocate sponsored by Automattic. Justin is really deep in the woods, and I know he's excited about talking about some of the new developer features coming to WordPress 6.3. Before we get into that, Justin, thank you so much for joining us. Can you just quickly tell us what is your history in WordPress again?
All right. So right now I'm working for Automattic as a developer relations advocate. That means our team goes around and writes documentation. We talk to other developers in the community and just find pain points mostly. So it's a little bit educational, a little bit outreach, a little bit public relations. Before that, I was working for WordPress Tavern as a journalist in the space for about 2.5 years. And long before that, I ran my own WordPress plugin and theme shop.
Yeah, I was a big fan of your writing over on WP Tavern, and I'm super excited to always have you on the show to talk to you about this stuff because you're very passionate about this. And like I said, we're going to dive into some of the things you're really excited about, which is some of the stuff developers should know about 6.3. and the end of phase two, I guess, or the wrapping up of phase two. Did I kind of describe the milestones here and kind of what's happening with 6.3?
I think you got it just right. And just to reiterate, like what you said, is that this is not phase two is the end of the site customization phase, but it's not the end of the work that goes into, you know, we're not going to stop and then move to the next phase. And so it's just going to, the work's going to continue, but the new phase will offer, you know, new features.
And on a high level, we have a lot of polish being added and stuff like that. Is there anything you can tell us kind of on a high level about site improvements that users should know about with 6.3?
Yes, pretty much the entire site editor interface has gotten a bit of an overhaul. You'll be able to edit your styles, templates, patterns, navigation, even from like the site editor sidebar, like all pages too. I forget there's so much that's added extra. I'm really excited about just being able to play around with a visual interface. I feel like we've kind of reached that point that we've been waiting for like 5 years or so. There's still a lot more work to do, but it's really nice. It should be really nice for especially non-coders to make changes to, you know, their site in any way they want.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming into the site editor. A lot of it is very visual and kind of things moving around. In many ways, things are easier to find. I have a feeling there's going to be a learning curve, though. It seems like there's a lot of changes. So there's going to be a lot of getting used to where to find the stuff. So I think it's, from my experience with 6.3 so far, just the release candidate, it's been, everything's really nice. And it took me a while to find it, but once I found something, I could find it right away. The style books, which are a thing that were always, I thought, pretty hidden deep. Style books you can access just from the theme editor page, which is really awesome. And Stylebook is that it's a feature that I think a lot of people don't know about. I think they don't. Maybe they do. But it's a feature that just kind of shows you, hey, here's how all of your paragraphs are going to look as kind of like an overall setting on your site. And here's how all the sentences and how all the italics and how all your lists, and here's how images look. It's just kind of this nice stylebook is the perfect way to describe it. A nice way to scroll through and kind of get an idea of just in general how things are going to look. And you can make changes there that will sync up with the rest of your site instead of like going to a post and creating a quote block and then making changes. You can just kind of in the stylebook find the quote block and make changes to it there. And now it's kind of, anyway, I'm already deep in the woods and a bit of minutia, but now they've made this where you can just get to the stylebook right away from the site editor. So there's a lot of things like that that I'm excited about.
Yeah. I do want to say, yeah, just be a little patient when you first install WordPress 6.3 and you are using a block theme. It is a little bit of a learning curve, but I think overall it's a better experience. It's just going to be relearning things you already thought you knew. In terms of Stylebook, yeah, it's easier access to that. Like, I want users to be customizing their styles from at a global level, and having that exposed or easier to find is generally better. I'd rather them not be customizing blocks like within a page, like changing colors and stuff. I think this that can be a long-term bad thing for your site, being stuck with that red in the middle of a post, and at the global level, you should have a blue. So I think exposing more people to the site editor and like the global styles interface should kind of help them do things what you might call the correct way.
I'm going to talk about one of my favorite features. And then I think after this, we'll get in and dive into things you think developers should know about. But I just want to talk about something. I think this is a universal thing that everyone's going to love. There's a new tool called the Command Palette. And if you're a Mac user, this is very similar to Spotlight. On a Mac, you hit Command Spacebar and you open up this kind of search terminal. And it's just text, and you can open anything. You can do pretty much anything from within there. And it's just this universal, super easy to use tool. And something like that is coming to WordPress 6.3. It's called the Command Palette. And from within a post or anywhere where Gutenberg is open, so like the site editor or post editor, if you hit Command K, you are opening up a new search, isn't quite the right term, but a new search window. And from there, you can type in new post and hit enter, and it'll open a new post. Or you can, find out about some UI. There's little tutorials and things in there to help you understand UI. So it is a really cool way to quickly navigate through your site. And that's just it's a huge change. Like, I think I'm going to be using, just like when I learned Spotlight for, using Macs, I think I'm going to be Command K all the time when I'm in the post editor or in the site editor. Is this a thing you've played around with yet, Justin?
Yeah, I've played around with it, of course. I'm just not sure about it yet. But I see a lot of potential for the future. Mm-hmm. With this. I see potential for plugin developers to extend this. So for me, it's just going to be about like waiting and seeing what the feedback is, listening. And I think it has potential. I'll leave it at that, just potential.
Well, it took me some getting used to, because the first thing I wanted to do is like, oh, I'm going to add a new plugin. But you really have to think about it as Spotlight tool for Gutenberg. If you can't do it in Gutenberg, which the plugin page, plugin downloads, that's not mm-hmm. Gutenberg. That's just kind of like another, old school WordPress site. So you can't quite access those features yet. But once you can kind of think about what is something within a Gutenberg, where the Gutenberg block is open or where blocks are visible, if you can think about it that way, then you can access those things. And then there are parts like I might want to, hit Command K and then try to make a change to a WooCommerce. My shipping is too cheap, but you can't Command K that. That's a different thing. But maybe in the future, that could be something that comes out. And we are already at our first break. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to keep talking with Justin Tadlock. I've talked too much at the beginning about what I'm excited about. We're going to give Justin a chance to talk about what he thinks developers need to know about WordPress 6.3. So stay tuned for more Press This.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Welcome back to Press This, a WordPress community podcast. I'm your host, Doc, and I'm talking to Justin Tadlock, a WordPress developer advocate sponsored by Automattic. He's here to tell us about WordPress 6.3. And, you know, we talked about the big changes that a lot of users are going to see in the site editor. Justin, tell us about some things that you're excited about that aren't going to be something that a user like me is going to encounter, but you think is going to make a huge difference in 6.3.
Well, I think all features eventually are user features, even if they're a developer feature for now, they allow developers to build awesome things for users. One of my favorite things I've been playing around with are the changes to the post template block, which is wrapped by the query loop block. We have layout support. It has like true grid support, CSS grid. So that opens up a world of possibilities for theme authors to like add custom styles that were not as easily done with the previous CSS Flexbox model. And there's a gap support. These are just like the spacing between like posts. And those were kind of hard to do. They're such simple things that we wonder why didn't we have them a year ago? But these things are also available in the user interface. So users can more easily change how their query loops are output, you know, when they want to show a list of posts or a grid of posts. As a theme author, primarily, that is one of my favorite features.
I heard about something. I don't know if that's coming in 6.3, so maybe this is off. I heard about something that theme developers might be able to ship a site with plugins not viewable to people who get the page. So like if I'm an agency designing a site for someone and maybe I don't want them to have access to the really high level stuff that could break the site, that I could hide those plugins from them. Is that something coming in 6.3 or is that like something they're discussing now that'll be coming in a future version maybe?
I know there's a new filter, like plugin list filter. Hook. I'm assuming you may be able to hide things with that. I would not recommend hiding things there.
Right.
From that sounds like bad business.
Yeah.
If you have a client that should access plugins, then I would recommend doing that through the permissions system rather than trying to filter out and hide things. There are different ways to go about that. That may have been what you've seen, the new filter hook available there. Otherwise, I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably that. You know, there are performance improvements coming to WordPress 6.3. I see listed kind of as featured things. There's 170 plus performance updates, including defer and async support for the scripts API and fetch priority support for images. Now, the fetch priority, I know about that one. That's basically if you're trying to appease the Google gods and, you know, get that premium core web vitals, you want to be able to have some images load faster than others. And you want to be able to sometimes say, hey, this is the image that's going to be at the top of the page. Please load it first, because Google punishes you if images load kind of out of order or if your page kind of changes size or moves a lot. Was there a performance boost that you're excited about in 6.3?
Well, the fetch priority attribute, which is the thing you were just talking about, is probably the most prominent, like at least from a user-facing standpoint. Mostly, I could rant about how we're making our web pages so large and untenable with the image sizes and video sizes and stuff. And that's why we need all these features. But I'll refrain from going on a rant about that. But there are other improvements around the caching API, file system API. I mean, there, like you said, I think there were 178. There's so many just minor like improvements to performance, and they really don't get highlighted enough compared to like some of the bigger features that, you know, that are in your face. And I'm trying to think, I think the metadata API had some improvements too.
What about image lazy loading? Is that part of the fetch request?
That will work alongside the lazy loading process. So like you might have, you might lazy load like all your images on your page, but like that first, what you might call a hero image, you kind of want loaded early. But like we've had lazy loading for a while. The code under the hood, I believe, has changed for how a lot of that's handled. I'd have to dig into that a bit more to know for sure.
I also see emoji loader listed as a performance enhancer. Do you know anything about this? I'm assuming it's maybe you can turn off emoji if you're not using them, but maybe it's something different.
This one I don't know about. Okay. I disable emoji, the emoji script for all of my websites because everybody has, you know, emoji on their phone and computers nowadays.
Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things that are coming in 6.3. I think that there are some things that we can go back and talk about, like some of the smaller things happening. Style revisions is one that might be a big deal for users. Is that one that you can explain?
I don't know that I know much more than that. It's just going to save your revisions like posts or a page.
Yeah, it seems I didn't get a chance to play with it too much because I just installed the beta today and it kind of only works after you've installed the beta. So I don't have much history. But from what I could gather, style revisions is going to give you the ability to see a timeline of your site's like theme, for instance. And you can go back to how your site used to look in March if you had 6.3 or higher or whatever enabled. And you could go and apparently not just revert, not just like go back to a saved version, which I could do with my host. But this is actually go back and just take that background and not all the other changes. So kind of like, I guess, go back in time and select certain things you like and make those changes again without having to worry about, well, if I go back 2 weeks, I'll lose all this post history or something. It's not working like that. So that's a pretty cool system.
Oh, yeah. That sounds cool. It's one thing I just haven't played around with much on my own. Mm-hmm. But I could see it really being super useful for people working within the site editor. Like I'm making code changes on my site. So this is so hard for me to test those things from just a user standpoint sometimes.
What is the biggest improvement you've seen? And you've also said because you're bleeding edge, you have a hard time knowing sometimes when you're, what version you're playing around in. But what would you say is the single biggest new feature in 6.3?
The single biggest feature to me is just the change to the opening up of the site editor, the interface there, and just having easier access. But within that light scope of that, I'm really enjoying like editing navigation from the sidebar instead of like the content canvas of the editor.
Mm-hmm.
It feels a little bit more like it did before the site editor, like when we had a menu screen. Yeah, that has been one of my personal pet peeves is navigation management. The fact that I'm actually enjoying it a little bit is great because it means the core contributors are doing a great job with it.
Yeah. And so as a note, it sounds like one of the things that's been tweaked in the site editor in terms of the navigation is that sometimes to access the style book, for instance, you had to go down a certain path. But to access another feature, you had to be in a different area. And now you can probably more cohesively get to the style book from the same place that you could get to the other things. You don't have to like switch around as much. You can access everything from the navigation menu. Does that sound kind of like accurate?
Yeah. And then plus you have the command palette also thrown in the mix. So once everybody learns that, you should be able to navigate any way you want. And get to places really fast my hope, I just kind of touching on the command palette thing again. I think I will be a lot more excited about that when the entire WordPress administration interface is like completely, run off the WordPress block or component system. We still have a long ways to go, but hopefully, phase three will get us there.
And you're talking about kind of going back to what I was saying, where plugins don't use that system, but you're saying eventually everything should be consistently using the same system.
Oh yeah. Eventually that's the hope, the plan, I hope.
Right on. Well, we're going to take another fast break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up our conversation with Justin Tedlock about WordPress 6.3 and the book ending of Gutenberg Phase 2. So stay tuned for more.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Welcome back to Press This, a WordPress community podcast. I'm your host, Doc Pop. I'm talking to Justin Tadlock today. And right before that last break, I talked about bookending Phase 2 because this is a thing we don't want people to think that Phase 2 is done. It can always change and grow. So rather than coming to an end, I tend to think of it as like little bookends that you can kind of move. Even though we're going to start working on Phase 3 soon, there's still room for us to move those bookends if we do add stuff into Phase 2. I hope that makes sense. And with Phase 3 coming really soon, we're going to be having some big changes to, well, that's going to be collaborative editing is going to be the overall thing. Justin, they just have started, I think a week ago, publicly talking about how they're going to think about Phase 3. Is there anything you can tell people who are listening who are very excited about collaboratively editing a site or collaboratively editing a post?
Yeah, so I almost don't like the name of the phase because it's more, it encompasses so much more than just, you know, saying, say two people editing a post at the same time. I mean, there's going to be, hopefully we'll get things like the post list tables overhauled, you know, where you manage your posts, like edit posts and like bring them up to use like the WordPress component system. You know, that might mean things like faster loading, like finding documents you need to edit faster. There'll be a overhaul on like the media library, which is long overdue. And I always think about it in terms of like news editing, like you'll have an editor and a writer together working on a post, at the same time, but there's also huge potential for like client work. Imagine you're an agency and you get on a call with the client, you both log in to, you know, your demo site, and you could sit there with the client and walk them through like the design live and maybe even make edits together. You could collaboratively edit with clients. And that, I think there's a lot of excitement about that.
With that example, I can totally imagine the client, you know, previewing a site that's still in construction, the client can go and make some tweaks to the copy in real time and maybe upload a current image of the storefront. And the developer can make sure that if there's any changes visually that needs to happen, like, you know, color palettes or width of blocks or whatever, that those can happen. That just sounds super cool for like agencies working with, you know, a shop owner in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like you might get rid of some of the back and forth. You know, here's a mock-up. Send me what you think, and then you send it back. And that kind of back and forth can, you know, depending on like how you work, that can be kind of draining, demotivating during the process, and it just wastes time. But anything where you can like collaborate at the same time, like it just speeds up what you're doing, and you can go out and make more money. So the faster you can work.
I guess on that note, let's bring this conversation to a close. Just as a reminder, WordPress 6.3, which will be the bookending of Phase 2, 6.3 is coming August 8th, which will give you plenty of time, a couple weeks before WordCamp US, to dig around and play with it. And if you have any questions, I'm sure there's going to be some awesome talks at WordCamp US about some of the new features, and also, you know, lots of people to ask about questions. And speaking of, Justin, are you going to be at WordCamp US this year?
Unfortunately, not this year.
Not this year.
I'm hoping for next year.
Right on. Well, if people do want to track you and follow kind of projects you're working on or anything like that, what's a good place to send people to do that?
You can always follow me, just Justin, Justin Tadlock on Twitter. But I would just like to plug the WordPress developer blog, WordPress, or developer.wordpress.org/news. That's where I do a lot of my writing and several of my teammates, but we're always looking for contributors.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there, any topic that you hope someone will volunteer to write about?
Anything around design development, it could be the simple building something in a site editor to like extremely complex development topics. The field is wide open.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Justin. I'm super excited about the work the team is doing on 6.3. Everything I've played with so far has been excellent. So kudos to everyone working on that. And great job on the developer blog too. So thanks for you know, volunteering and working on that. This is another episode of Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. My name again is Doc Pop. You can follow at the Torque Mag on Twitter to find out about other podcasts that we're doing, live streams, tutorials, and much more. Similarly, you can go to torquemag.io to find links to those, as well as transcribed versions of all these podcasts. So if you need transcriptions, go there. You can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or you can download it directly from WMR.fm. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love spotlighting members of that community each and every week on Press This. Thanks for listening.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.